Mesechtes Gittin, Daf Yudal, right in the middle of Daf Yud Gimel Beis, 14 lines from the top and 14 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Beis. And the Gemara begins by quoting the memra of Rav Huna in the name of Rav that we spoke about on Daf Yud Gimel Alav. And Rav Zvid originally brought this memra of Rav Huna and Rav in order to explain why Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Matar said in the name of Rav that the din of the Mishnah of Tru Manal Ish Pleni Umes, that Yitnu Lachamisa, is only applicable if the $100 was piled up and was lying in the corner and was very available. And our Gemara now begins. Gufa, we just learned beforehand, Amr Rav Huna Rav, that Rav Huna said the name Rav, Manali Biyotcha Tneo Lepleini, that if Reuven said to Shimon, who had $100 of his, and he said, I want you to give that $100 to Levi Bimatana, and he did this while all three parties to this transaction were together, then the din is that Kana, that Levi would be Kaina, and Reuven can't be Chayza, and Shimon also has to follow the instructions of Reuven. And Taisus in the Maschel Gufa brings from Riva, as well as Rabbeinu Tam, the Mamin Shloshton, Kana Bal Kachay Shaleva, that this din of my Mishloshton is also relevant even if Shimon does not want to do this, meaning even if the borrower or the Nifkad is protesting and says that I want to give it back to you and I don't want to have the responsibility to give this to Levi, and even so Reuven could tell Shimon that I want you to go and direct this money directly to Levi and I don't want you to give this back to me. However, other Rishonim, including the Ramban, argue on Taisus. They say that even though it is a din of my Mishloshton, it has to be done with the Das of the Leva and the Das of the Nifkad, and the main Chiddush is that once Reuven says this, then Reuven can't be Chayza, and at some point tell Shimon that I don't want you to give it to Levi any longer, and at this point Levi could force Shimon to give the money to him and not give it back to Reuven. And just to keep in mind that although the Gemara at the bottom of Daf Yud Gimel Beis and the top of Yadal Menav will actually go through and try to understand what the Svara is as to the din of Maimon Shloshin, as L'chayr there is no valid Kinyan that happened over here, and just Bediba Ba'alma, this could occur as long as you said this in front of all three parties. However, the end result will be that Mazutra will say that this din of Maimon Shloshin is a Hilchos Bloy Taima. It's similar to Halacha L'Mishum Sinai, and this is a special Takanas Bezin that Bezin was Masakin, that even Bediba Ba'alma, as long as you make this Diba in front of all three parties, then the din is that it will work and Levi will be cleaner. And some explain this based on the concept of Hefka Bezin Hefka. And also, before we continue, let's just point out that we saw yesterday there was a machlekes between Rav Zvid and Rav Papa as to what Rav meant. As Rav Zvid stated that the only time that Rav said his Halacha, that Manu Biyotcha Tneo is only by a Bekodin where the money is Be'en. However, if Reuven lent money to Shimon, and then he tells Shimon that instead of returning the money to me, I want you to give this to Levi, so since there's a din that Milvelites on it, no? And therefore, the money is not around, and Reuven doesn't have any power over that money, and the Chiddush of Maimon Shloshin doesn't apply in a case of Hava. However, a Papa stated that the din of Rav was Leishna B'Milvel, Leishna B'Bekodin. It doesn't make a difference if Shimon was a Nifkad and was watching $100 for Reuven, and the money is Be'en. Or if Shimon borrowed the money from Reuven and the money's not Be'en as Milvelite's son. In both cases, we still say that there's a concept of Maimon Shloshin, and if Reuven tells Shimon that instead of giving the money back to me, I want you to give this money to Levi, then according to Rav, in both cases, he could do so, and Levi will be Kaina. And in a moment, we will see a Loshin from Rava, Mistavrim Milsoi, and some explain it means that Rava says that I originally had such a Havmina, and ultimately I decided that that is not proper Pshat, and the final Pshat is as follows, and others explain that Rava is stating that some people may have such a Havmina, but I'm telling you that they're all wrong, and the right Pshat is as follows. And the Gemara begins, Amr Rav, Mistavr Milsad Rav, Begadin Av B'Milvaloi, that originally we thought that this din of Rav, that Manli Biyadcha Tanel Leplani B'Maim Shloshin is Kaina, is only relevant to Begadin and not to a case of a Milva. And as we explained, because B'Negei Begadin, it's considered the Rishus of the Mafkid, as the $100 is fully Be'en, and the Mafkid even can be Makted to someone at this point, and therefore, since if the Mafkid wanted to actually be makted to someone else with a real kinyan, he could have done so, and therefore we could understand that the Chum were Masakin, that he could also be makted even Bediba Ba'alma, and that's why Rav said in the case of Pekodin that if Reuven tells the Nifkad that you should give it to Pliny, then as long as he did it B'mayim Shloshin, then Levi would be Kaina. However, since if this $100 was given to Shimon originally as a loan, and as we know that Milvelite Sonitna, so therefore the Malva couldn't have been makted that $100 to anyone else at that point, even if he would make a full fledged Kinyan, because it's not a Zushus and it's not Be'en. And therefore, it makes sense, but the Geya Halva, that the Din of Maimon Shloshin can't be better than a full fledged Kinyan, and therefore it wouldn't work in the Geya Halva. And of course, this Havmin of Rava is exactly the same Svarad or as Zvid stated before. However, Rava continues, Ve'alekim, which is of course a Loshin Shvua, that Om Rav, Afilu B'Milva, that really the Psak is like Rav Papa, that Rav said this Din, that there's a concept of Maimon Shloshin, even B'negei Halva, and not only B'negei Pekodin. And the Gemara continues, in Manami, we also learn, similar to the Maskana of Rava, that Amma Shmuel, Mishmedi Levi, that Shmuel said over the name of Levi, Milvali Biotcha Tneo Lepleni, if Reuven says to Shimon, that I originally gave you a loan of $100, and at this point I want you to give it to Levi instead of paying it back to me, then as long as he did it while all three parties were there, then Levi would be Kaina, and Shimon would have to give this money to Levi. And we see clearly from this memory of Shmuel that the din of Maimon Shloshtin applies even with the Gei Halva. And the Gemara continues with time of Mai, and what is Pshat that the din of Maimon Shloshtin works? And Rashi states, Mai time of a Milva Kana, why is it in a Gei Milva the din of Maimon Shloshtin could work? Halesa Be'ina, the Likle, Lechari is not Be'en, and how could you be Kaina something that's not Be'en, as even a regular Kinyan would not work in that scenario? And the Tzais is Medayik from Rashi that the only time that the Gemara is asking this question is only now that we said that the din of Rav is also applicable in a Gei Halva. So then the question is, how could Maimon Shloshtin work in a Gei Halva? The Gemara would never have a Shaila as to why the din of Maimon Shloshtin will work in a Gei Pekadin. I in the Tzais, and Tzais and Dima Maskel Gufo also says that L'chir in a Gei Pekadin, we don't need the whole din of Maimon Shloshtin, and you don't need a Svara as a concept of a Kinyan Disa, which means that if there's a standard business procedure that is used in a specific Makim in order to make a Kinyan and in order to transact business, then if you do so, that is considered a valid Kinyan, and therefore a Takanz Chachamim can't be worse than a standard business practice. And for example, nowadays, if someone shakes someone's hand and they consider something a deal, or if someone says Brach Batzlacha in the Diamond District, then potentially that is considered a valid Kinyan. And therefore, the Gemara's question is only regarding the din of Milva, the Lechayr, since Milva Light Sunit Nu, and therefore it's not around, it's not Be'en, so no Kinyan could actually effectuate something that's not around. And how could it be that Rabbanan would say that this would actually work? And the Gemara will try three different ways to understand this. And the Gemara starts, Amma Meima, Meima says, Nasa Ka'imalei B'Shas Matan T'mais, Shebadin L'chol D'Dcha, L'chol D'Ach S'mach Masech. Now Meima explains that it's as if Bezin made a T'nai on every single transaction, and it's as if the Loiva actually said to the Malva at the time that the Malva gave him this loan, that you should know, I'm going to be Meshubah to you to give you back this money, and if you tell me to give it to someone else, I'll be Meshab myself at this moment, that I will listen to you and I will give it to that person. And therefore, as Rashi says, Hilka ki amalei t'neo l'pleini, and therefore when Reuven tells Shimon to give it to Levi, iglei milsa, so therefore the zegila milsa, the mishas matan mayis, ishtabalei, that at the time that Shimon received the money, he already was mishabed himself to give this money to Levi. Now, lefit the words of Amema, it comes out that actually Shimon was mishabed himself at the time that he received the money, and that's when the kinyan was chal. So Amalei of Ashi l'Amema, so Rav Ashi said back to Amema, el me'ata, hiknun lo'in ladun, le'i habishas matan mayis, hachin namid le'kanu, would you say that if there's a case where Reuven tells Shimon that I want you to give this money to Levi, and at the point that actually Reuven gave the money originally as a loan to Shimon, this person Levi was not yet born and he wasn't yet Noilad, would you say that the din of Maimon Shloshtin would not work and Levi would not be able to be Kaina, that filer Ameyah, the Amma Adu Makdav Shleibalaylam, as even a coin to Ameyah that says that a person can be Makdav, an item that is not yet in this person's Rishus and is not in this world? For example, as Rashi says, Kagoyim Mecha Peris Dekel, if someone sells a person the fruits of his palm tree, Oy Masha Talam Tsudasi, or a fish that I will trap. However, Hani Milu Davish Yeshma Elam, that is only if he'll be Makdav to someone that is in this world. I will Davish Eina Ba'ilam Lai. But Zakra Vashi, even Rav Meir agrees that you can't be Makdav something to someone that's not in this world. And as Tysus points out, that Rav Ashi holds, like Rav Huna, who holds that this is the Sheet of Rav Meir, as Rav Nachman actually holds that Lefi Rav Meir, you could even be Makdav something to someone that's not Ba'ilam. And therefore, Rav Ashi is a Meimar, that how can you say that the Pshat and Maimon Shloshtin is Kaina even by Ava, is based on a Kinyan that the Leiva makes with the Malva at the point when the Malva gave him the money? We never find that anyone is Mechalik, but again, a din of Maimon Shloshtin between giving it to someone that was Ba'ilam at the point of Ava, or giving it to someone that was not Ba'ilam at the point of Ava, and they would say that that is not Kaina, and therefore it's Muchach that Rav holds that even in that case, the third party would be Kaina. And based on this question, therefore, Rav Ashi changes Pshat as to the din of Maimon Shloshtin, why would be Kaina, but again, Milva? And the Gemara continues, Elamar Rav Ashi, and we continue on Daf Yudal Malav, but he had not the Gomestanile be Milvi Yishana, Milva Chadosha, Gomu Meshabi Nafshe, that in the Chanami, the Kinyan between the Malva and Leva does not occur at the point that the Malva gave money to the Leva, but it actually occurs at the point that the Malva tells the Leva to give this money to Levi and to give this money to a third party. And of course, the Svara is that we always need consideration in order to make a Kinyan, and in this case, there is consideration that is given to Shimon, as Lemaisa, up until this point, Shimon had an obligation to pay back Reuven, and his time frame was already up, and potentially Reuven was able to go and collect from him much earlier. And now that Reuven told Shimon that you should know, you don't have to pay me back, and you have to pay Levi back, so Shimon has a hanah, and he feels that there's actually a benefit to him at this point, because at this point he could go to Levi and he said, I just realized that I have to pay you back and I want you to give me extra time in order to pay you back. And the likelihood will be that Levi will give him extra time and it'll definitely be much easier to deal with Levi than to deal with Reuven. And therefore, as Rashi says, Gamma Hashta B'Shas Amira, at the point that Reuven tells Shimon to give the money to Levi, so therefore Shimon already has Gamir's Das, Umishab Nafshi believes Shalom Lahai, and Shimon is happy to do so and give it to Levi, Uminta Mikama, and he removes the obligation that he had to give the money back to Reuven, and instead is happy that he only has an obligation at this point to give the money back to Levi. And the Gemara is still not satisfied with this Svara, as Omale Huna Marbrid of Nachemil Rav Ashi, El Me'ata, if this is true, could go in Hani Dwe Bal Yashiv, the Kafti Vishokri Lalta, Hochnaim Lekonu, according to you, which come out, that if Reuven tells Shimon that I want you to give money back to people like the family of Bal Yashiv, who were very difficult lenders, they would never extend time to people to pay them back, and instead they would tie them up and they would take the money right away. The Lechayr, certainly in that case, Shimon is not Meshabin himself, Belev Sholim, have to now deal with the family of Bal Yashiv and to actually have to return the money to that family, as of course that would be more difficult for him, and why would he want to obligate himself to that? And Vichitem Ochinami, and we can say Inachinami, that the Din of Maimon Shloshtim would not apply in this case according to Svara Vashi, but Lechayrim Kain, Asata Devech Lashuran, this can't be true, because Lemaisa, whenever Rabbanon give a shir and they give a din, then Lechayr they say that as a blanket rule, and it doesn't make sense that by every case of Maimon Shloshtim, we will actually have to dan if the third party is easier to deal with than the original lender, then it would be good, and if they're not easier to deal with, then the Din of Maimon Shloshtim would not apply, and of course it's not the Derech of the Chachamim, therefore this can't be the reason why Maimon Shloshtim works, but Negeid Halva. And based on this question, Ela Mazutra, therefore Mazutra states, Hani Tlas Mili Shavi Rabbanon Kilchus Avoy Taima, by these three dinim, the Rabbanon made this takonas, just like Halacha Meshim Sinai, and they don't necessarily have a reason. And as Rashi states, Kilchus Avoy Taima, Ki Ilu Kiblim Meisha Halacha Meshim Sinai, Shein Tzarech Lasses Batam, that we don't have to give a svara as to how this kinyan works. And Mazutra continues, which are these three? Chada Ha, one is the din of Maimon Shloshtim, the Idach, and the other one is based on the Gemara in Bar Basra, the Amar Yehuda Meshmuel, HaKaisa Kol Nechassel Ishtar, Lo Yassar Ela Apitrapa, that if a man who's a Shchimra writes that all my Nechassim should go to my wife after I die, and he has other children that really should inherit him, then we don't say the Divrei Shchimra, Chesuv Chemesurin Dami, and that she should actually be Yerush these Nechassim, but instead we make her a guardian or a trustee over his Nechassim, even if he wrote to her, B'loshim Atana, Loi Kenosan, she would not be claiming them, and as Rashi says, Ve'in Tambedava, El Kach Tiknu, Ve'hefka Bezen Hefka, and Mazutra continues, Ve'idach, and the third din, where we say that Shavir Rabbanan Kilchus Boy Taima is another halacha found in Bava Basra, Dharma Chananya, Hamasi Isha, Lubnei Gadol, Bebayis, Kanai, that if someone marries off his oldest son to a woman, he makes the chasna either in a newly built house, or if he takes out all of his nechasim from that house, and he makes the chasna in the house, then the oldest son is Kanai Bayis, even without a kinyan. And the second Taisin Ahmed in Diva Maska Kilchus Boy Taima, he explains that of course there is a reason why the Chacham made his takanais, however, what the Gemara means, Kilchus Boy Taima is, that the reason why that you can actually be koina, even though you didn't actually make a kinyan, that is halacha b'loy tam, and it's like halacha Meshim Sinai. And Tezis explains that by Maimon Shloshtim, that certainly there was a reason, as the Chacham didn't want people to have to be matriach and to make kinyanim. And by the second din of Akos v'chasla ishtoi, the Chacham was saimich on his svara, that it doesn't make sense that a person will disinherit his children and give it to someone else. And be'in derech lasses kain, el l'chalak l'kavod v'l'mneisa petrapa, and therefore it must be that the reason why he said, I'm giving over all my nechasim to my wife, is in order to make sure that his children give her honor. And what he meant to say is, I want her to be the trustee and the guardian. And by the third case of Masi Ish L'bnoi, k'sha'av meisa kol mashiyesh l'menabayis, since he removes everything from his house, somchol adayk to the ben, therefore his son was semech das that the father was giving to him. And the Rashbam Meseches Bava Basra on the din of Akosel called the chasal ishtar loyasal patrapia, he actually says that this is different nevuah, as l'maisa the shtar says that he's giving it to his wife, and why would we say that it actually doesn't go to his wife and it goes to the children? And the Gemara continues, and keep in mind that Rav is the Baal Memra of the Memra of Maimon Shloshtim. And the Gemara starts, Amli Rav of Acher Badla. Rav said to Rav Acher Badla, Kaba de Marika Isri Gabach, I don't have a mana by you, but I do have perfume that is Nifkar Eslecha. And Yavel Plaini, I want you to give it to Levi, Ba'ape Kaminal Chod Leidanabi. And I'm telling this in front of you as well as in front of Levi, as you should know that I won't be Chayza. And as Rashi says, Hasha Sakadaita to Hachi Amle, Befanav Anin Miftacha, Shalai Echzabai, that I won't be Chayza. And the Gemara now asks, Mechlali, Boy Hadabe, Matzi Hadabe, that's mashed from the words of Rav, that if he wanted to be Chayza, he could have been Chayza, and therefore he told him, you should know, I won't be Chayza. But Lechayra, since we have a din of Maimon Shloshtim, he can't be Chayza. And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kama, Dvarim Halal, Loi Nitin Lechazara, that once there's a din of Maimon Shloshtim, Shloshan, therefore I can't be Chayzer. And the Gemara now asks, Ha'amar Rav Chodazimna, that why did Rav say to Rav Acha Badla, you should know I won't be Chayzer, if L'chayr Rav Acha Badla was a Talmud of Rav, and certainly Rav Acha Badla already knew that there's a concept of Maimon Shloshan, as the Amrav Hun Amrav, Manali Biotcha, Tanel Leplain, with Maimon Shloshan Kana. And the Gemara answers, Ima Heif, we would only have the standard din of Rav, which is talking about $100, Hava Mina, Hani Mila Matanam Ruba, then maybe when is the din that you actually have to have all three parties there in order to make a kinyan, in order to be chal, and that you can't be chayza, was only been to get $100, as that's a large matana. Av matana muatas, loyli bayu befonav, one may have hamina, that where there was a small item, for example over here, where it was a bottle of perfume that he wanted to give to Levi, maybe over there we would say that you wouldn't have to do it, but ma'amid shloshan, and even if it wouldn't be in front of all three, Rav still would not be able to be chayza. Kamash one, that's why Rav said that dafka, because it was befonav, and Levi was there, that's why it can't be chayza, but if he wouldn't have been there, then there wouldn't have been a kinyan, ma'amid shloshan, and I could have been chayza. And the Gemara continues, Hanan Gnoi, there were the gardeners that seemed to have been partners, the Avul Chushban and Ba'adadadi, that they were making a cheshbon with each other, Pash Chamis Ishtri Zuzi, Gabi Chaminau, and one of them said, I got an extra 5 zuz that really I owe to the pot. Amulei, Yavinu Nale, Lemari Ara. So they said to him, let's give this to the owner of the land, and as the Bachi Adin, Bitaska, in order to pay our taxes, Ba'api Mari Ara, and they said this in front of the owner of the land, the Konamine, and not only did they say this, but they also made a Kinyan Kalipin, and even though at this point, they didn't actually give the money to the owner of the land, but the Maisa, they made a kinyan, and they said that they would give it, and it was also Ba'apit Lasa, and therefore it seemed to be complete Gemira's Das to give this money to the landowner, and L'Seif Azal Avil Chuzbana Ben Dileil Nafshei, and Loi Pashka Bev Leimidi. Then the gardener that originally stated that he had an extra 5 Zuz, he actually made a Cheshbon once again, and he realized that he made a wrong Cheshbon, and therefore he really didn't have an extra 5 Zuz, and there was no money to give to the landowner, and therefore he wanted to back out of what he said. And the Gemara continues, Asaka made Rav Nachman, so they came in front of Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman thought that he only wanted to back out, and he didn't realize that he made a wrong cheshbon. So Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to him, "My Avlecha, what can I do for you?" It's Chada Dom Rav Hunam Rav. Number one, the Lamaisa Rav Huna said the name Rav that there's a din of Maimon Shloshan, and even if this was only Bediba Ba'alma, that he would still be Kaina. And Vaoide, number two, Hakonami Nach, Lamaisa, it was already a Kinyan that was done. So Amalei Rav, Rav said to Rav Nachman, "Atu Hai, Mi Kamala Yavina, did this person say I don't want to give it to him? To Lekka Baikama, he says I don't owe him any money because Lamais I made a cheshbin and we were wrong about our original cheshbin." Our Malaysia of Nachman responded, "Imkain kinyan b'taisu. If that's true, then in chenami there's a kinyan b'tais. V'chol kinyan b'tais chayza. Then certainly you could be chayza." And Taisu says that how could that gardener make his own cheshbin at a later point and say that he was wrong if Lamais he does bal din kamei edinami? He originally said that he had an extra 5 zuz, and why should we believe him? And Taisu says, "Shayu bal din ma'idunai." Then in this case, the bal din one ma'idit him. Oh yeah, w'yadua be'edus bura that it was actually edus that said, that he didn't have extra money, I in Sham. And the Gemara continues, it brings machlekes between Rav Shmuel, Itma, Hoydach Manal Plain and Shinri Chayavoy. If Reuven appoints Shimon to be a Shliach, to take $100 to Levi, then he owes Levi. And certainly if the Shliach is Pesheya, then the Shliach is going to be Chayav Bachrayas. However, what happens if there's an oinus that occurs while the Shliach is taking $100 from Reuven to Levi? So I'm Rav, Chayav Bachrayasoy, Rav says that Levi is still Chayav and Achrayas until it gets into the hand of Levi. In addition, if Reuven wants to be chayza and tell the shliach not to take the money to Levi, and as Rashi says, even if Reuven says to Shimon that the reason why I don't want you to be a shliach is because I'm nervous that maybe there'll be an oinus that happens to you and I'll have to pay it back, and even so, the din is that Shimon can't give the money back to Reuven and he has to give it to Levi. And if Shmuel argues that Matech Shechai Bachrusa in Bolach the chayza, that since Reuven is chayiv in achrayis of this money, therefore, if at any point prior to it being delivered to Levi, that Reuven wants to be chayza and wants to retract the shlichus of Shimon, he could do so. And before we continue, let's just remind ourselves that on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara stated that all agree, Kala'im etnu, Kala'im ezechu dami. And in the case of Agamar, we're talking about a scenario where Reuven said to the shliach, Hoylech mani l'plaini shani chayiv lai. And therefore the Gemara now says, Leim b'hakam efli, let's say the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel is as follows. The ma'asavah that Rav holds, Hoylech ezechu dami, that when Reuven said the Lashon Hoylech, it is as if he told Shimon that I want to be zeichin this money for Levi, because there's a din of zach l'adun shloi befanav, and therefore Reuven can be chayza. But Rashi points out, umiu chay b'achrusay. Of course, Rav agrees that Reuven will still be chay b'achrayis. Malva leisivol and meisum lazeh, because lemeisa the malva didn't agree that you give it to the shliach to bring him this money, and therefore he wasn't mekabel himself the achrayis of this money until he actually receives it. And umasav and Shmuel holds hoylech lav kischidami, that even though Rav said a lashon of hoylech, it's not like he said to Shimon that why could be zeicher for Levi, and he only made him a shliach leilacha, and therefore he can mevatel the shlichus as long as that Shimon did not yet deliver the money to Levi. And Taisus points out that how could the Gemara have Havmina that Shmuel holds Hilch Lavka Schidami if Shmuel's Lashon was Meteich Shechai Bach Yusai in Bo Lach Zechayza? And as Taisus says, Vahasha Sava, Shoisi Tam Shom Shmuel, Meteich Shechai Bach Yusai Chayza, Loi Ikatamu, that's not the Ikatam, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Loi, the Kuli Amo Hilch Schidami, really even Shmuel agrees that Hilch is Kischidami, and therefore Reuven should not be able to be Chayza, Vahachabakam of Kri, and even so, there's still a Machlekis, Masav Loi Amina Migoy. Rav says we don't say this Migoy, Masav Amina Migoy, and Shmuel has this new concept of the new Migoy, and it's based on Svara, or Meteich Shechai Bach Yusai, and Bo Lach Zechayza. Therefore, as Rashi points out, according to Shmuel, Vim Hoyab Matana Lekach Rayas, if he's actually trying to deliver Matana with his Noach Rayas to Reuven, then Maida Shmuel, the Inner Chayza, that Shmuel would be Maida, that we'd say, Hoyach Chizchidami. Therefore, based on the concept of Zachal Adam Shalai Befanov, the Shlech would be Koyin Matana for Levi immediately. The Gemara continues, Tanik Vasid Rav, we have a Bryce that's been first like Rav, Hoyach Mana Leplani, if Reuven says, I want you to take $100 to Levi because I owe it to him, or Reuven says the same thing, but he says it with the Lashon of Tain instead of the Lashon of Hoylech, and he says, Ten Mana Leplani Shani Chayev Lai, or Hoylech Mana Leplani Bekodin Sheish Lai Biadi, or Reuven tells Shimon that I want you to take this $100 that I have as a Bekodin of Levi's, I want you to give it back to Levi, or Ten Mana Leplani Bekodin Sheish Lai Biadi, and he says the same thing, but instead of saying Hoylech, he says Ten, Chayev Bach Yusai, then until the money actually reaches the hands of Levi, then Reuven will be Chayev for any Einzin, Vim Bolachsa in a Chayza, and the Bryce statement first, that if Reuven wants to cancel the Shlichis and he wants to retract, he could do so. And the Gemara continues that this Bryce has brought cases where there was a Bekodin in the hand of Reuven that he wanted to send back to Levi. And the Gemara asks, if this is talking about a Bekodin, so Lechayer Le Malay, Ain Ritzayna, Yeshay Bekodin Bialacha, then how could we say that Hoylech is Kaschidami, if Lechayer, you don't say Zachal Adam Shalay Befanov in this case, as Lemaisa, Reuven could always say that it's not a Schus for Levi that I should be sending it with the Shliach. Levi specifically deposited this item with me because he didn't trust other people, and therefore he doesn't want me to send this item with someone else, and that's why I want to retract. Why does the Bryce say in case of Bekodin and Bolachsa Inachayza, Sarmab Zerach, Shehuchsu Kafrin, that the case is talking about a scenario where Reuven was already someone that people knew was a liar? And as Rashi says, that Nan Sadi, Dinich Leila Bailov, Shiyetsu Metachas Yodai, and therefore certainly in this case, we know that Levi would be happy that Reuven would give this over to Shimon in order to be the Shliach, as in this way, it's closer to getting back to Levi, and it's no longer in Reuven's hands, and of course, that's a better situation for Levi, and being that it's actually a Zechiah for Levi, so the concept of Zachal Adam Shleib Funav applies, and therefore, Vim Balachsa in the Chayza, if Reuven wanted to be Chayza and retract the Shlichas, he would not be able to do so. And the Gemara continues, Rav Sheshis Havalei Ashratah Sablu Mechuza. Rav Sheshis used to travel to Mechuza and sell clothing over there, and he sold it on credit, and therefore, Rav Sheshis was owed a lot of money from the people in Mechuza for the clothes that they bought for him. So, Amalei Rav Yisrael Bachama, Bahadi Da'asas, I sin in LA. So, Rav Sheshis asked Rav Yisrael Bachama, when you come back from Mechuza, please bring my money back with you. And Azal Rav Yisrael Bachama went to Mechuza and Yavinulei, and they gave him the money, Amrulei, but they said to him, Nikli Minach, we want you to make a Kinyan Chalipin with us in order that you'll be Mekabel Achrayus on the actual money from the point when you leave Mechuza until you go back to Rav Sheshis. And Amalohu in, and Rav Yisrael Bachama responded to people in Mechuza that I'll make such a Kinyan, but Lestay Vishtamalei, but Lemaisa, the end result was that he ran away from there and he snuck out of town before making this Kinyan. When he went to Rav Sheshis, Amalei, so Rav Sheshis told him, Shapa Avdisloi Shavas Nashach, Evid Lovi Lishmalvo, that what you did was proper, because if you would have promised to actually be responsible, then there's a concept of Evid Lovi Lishmalvo, and it would have been as if you're an Evid to the people of Mechuza. And Lishna Chrina and others have a different version as to what Rav Sheshis said to Rav Yisrael Bachama, and he told him, Shapa Avdis, Evid Lovi Lishmalvo, that what you did is proper, because Lemaisa, the people of Mechuza, owed me money, and therefore they had a requirement to actually be an Evid to me, and it wasn't proper for them to ask you to be Mekabel Achrayus from the point you left Mechuza until you got to me. And the Gemara continues with another story of Achibay Yeshia Havli Ispika de Kaspa ben Adar. Achibay Yeshia left a silver cup in Adar as a Pekodin. And we continue on Daf Yudalim Beis. Amluhu Rab Destoy Brabiana and Rab Yisri Bar Kippa. Rab Achibay Yeshia asked a favor from Rab Destoy Brabiana and Rab Yisri Bar Kippa. The Bahadid Asisu Aseru Nele, when you come back from Adar, you should bring that cup back to me. And also, when they went, Yavu Nalayo, they gave the silver cup to Rab Destoy Brabiana and Rab Yisri Bar Kippi. And Amluhu Niknum and Aichu, but they asked of them that you should make a kinyan with us in order that you take out the achrayus from the point in Adar until you get back to Rabbi Achibay Yeshia. Amalhu, and they said back to him, Loi, we don't want to be Makalba Achrayus. So Amalhu, Ahadri Nolan, if you don't want to be Makalba Achrayus, so return the cup to us as we don't want to take Achrayus either. Rabbi Destroy Rabbi Yane Amalhu, and so Rabbi Destroy Rabbi Yane agreed that he would give it back to them. However, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Kippa, Amalhu Loi, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Kippa didn't want to give back the cup to them. Have a Kumitsarile, and these people that were holding on to the silver cup started beating up Rabbi Yisrael Yom Kippur in order to take back the cup. And Amrulay, and these people said to Rabbi Yisdoi Rabbi Yanei, Chazim Mar, Hechik Ha'ovid, you see this terrible thing that Rabbi Yisdoi Rabbi Kippur is doing, that he's not giving us back the cup. And Amrulahus, Rabbi Yisdoi responded, Tav Ramulay, that you should hit him even more in order to get back the cup. And the Gemara continues, Ki Asal Gabay, where Rabbi Yisdoi Rabbi Yanei and Rabbi Yisdoi Rabbi Kippur got back to Rabbi Achi Rabbi Yeshua, and Amrulay, so Rabbi Yisdoi Rabbi Kippur said to Rabbi Achi Rabbi Yeshua, Chazim Mar, Loi Mistayed Loi Sayin, that's not enough that Rabbi Yisdoi Rabbi Yanei didn't help me. Ela Amrulahu Nami, Tav Ramulay, that he even told them that they should even hit me more. And Amalei, Amai Te'avirachi, so Rabbi Achi said to Rabbi Yisdoi, so why did you do this? And Amalei, so Rabbi Yisdoi responded, Ois B'nei Adam, the people in Adar that were holding onto this Pekodin, Hein Amor, they're very tall, the Koyvin Amor, and even what they're wearing, their hats, are very tall, and that Amor tall, as Rashi says, number one, Anchi Midas Gevoyim B'Koyma, and number two, Koyvin Amor, Afma B'Shem, Uyamim B'Shabri Adam, even their clothing showed that they were strong people, and it was scary to us. And in Medam Mechatsayin, as Rashi says, Koyma Koyon Ovar, their voices were very deep and very thick, Venira Diba Yoitzim B'Tiburin, and it was as if their speech was coming out of their stomach, and Ushmaisayim Uvalin, and even their names were very scary, as the names were Arda and Arta, and Pili Beresh, Pili was the leader, and the Mepharshim bring that these names are names of wild animals, as we find the word Arda is like the Lashon of Arud Bamidbar, which is a wild animal, and Atar is like a Lashon Atiloi, which is the Targum of Megillus Esther Vachashtronim, which are quick camels, and the Lashon of Pili resembles the Lashon of Pil, which refers to an elephant. And Rabbi Yisdoi continued, Oyim Kafaisu Kaisin, and if they tell their Shluchim to go and tie us up, they tie people up. Oyim Maregu, if they would have said to kill us, then Hargan, they would have killed us. And this is Rabbi Yisdoi Rabbi Yanei speaking, and he said, Ilu Hagas to Stoy, if they would have killed me and they would have killed the Stoy, me Nasli Yanei Abba Bakamaisi, who would have given my father Yanei a son that would have been a replacement for me. And Malay, so Rabbi Achi realized that these people were very strong people and it was scary. So he asked him, Bnei Adam Alolu Kreil Machasin, are these people also very close to the kingdom and they're politically connected? Amalei Hain, so he said, yes. Yeshlan Susan Pradim Shirasim Achreim, do they have horses and mules that are running after them and they're very chashuv? Amalei Hain, he said, yes. Amalei, and therefore Rabbi Achi said, Yachi, Shabbat Abdis, then I see you made the right choice and you didn't come to defend Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Kippur, and you even told them to make sure to continue hitting them as you were legitimately scared for your life and therefore you had a right to give them Khalifa. And the Gemara continues, Haluch Banal Pliny, if Reuven tells Shimon, I want you to take $100 to Levi, Vahalach Ubikshav Loi Matzai, and Shimon took the $100 and he went and tried to find Levi, but he couldn't find him because Levi already died. And at this point, there's a shaylu what to do with the money. So Tani Chada, we learned in one brisa, Yachsul Mishalech, that they have to return it back to Reuven, Vitani Idach, and we learned in another brisa, Liyoshim Mishnin Shtacholoi, that they actually have to give it to the Yoshim of Levi. And the Gemara states, Lame Bahakam Hifkli, let's say the machlekes between two brises is as follows, the Masa Vahilch Kiskri, the second brisa that says they have to give it to Yoshim, they hold that once Reuven said you should give it to Levi, therefore it's as if he told them to be Zeichonet and Zachal Adam Shalai B'Fanav, and therefore it's as if Levi was already Mekabel this prior to dying, and therefore as Yoshim had a right to the money, and the first price that says you return to Mishlech, he holds that even though Reuven said Hoylech, it's not like Schi, and since the money wasn't delivered to Levi prior to Levi dying, therefore Levi was never coined this money, and therefore his ears have no tie to the money, and the money goes back to Reuven. And the Gemara continues, and even though on Yudalim and Alef, the Gemara brought a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, and the Gemara before stated that Loi, the Kulam, Hoylech Kischi Dami, that really everyone holds that Hoylech is Kischi, however, in our Gemara, Amrab Abba Mamal, the Kulam, Hoylech Lav Kischi, that really both prices hold that when someone says Hoylech, is not like he's saying that I want you to be Zeicha for the recipient, and there's no din of Zachal Adam Shalai B'Fanav, and Veloi Kasha, and even so, there's no steer between the two prices, as Habibari, Habishchimra, as the first price that says that you have to give it back to the Mishalech, is discussing a case where Reuven was healthy, and therefore the din is that Hoylech is Lav Kischi Dami, and Reuven only said to give it to Levi, and since Levi was dead, therefore the Matana was not Chal, and the money has to go back to Reuven, and the second price that states that Shimon should give the money to the Yarshim of the one who he was sent to give it to, and Levi's Yarshim will get the money. That was discussing a case where Reuven, who sent the money, was a Shchimra, even though generally we say Hoylech is Lav Kischi, however, Benegei Shchimra, there's a special din that Hoylech is Kischi, and therefore the moment that Reuven gave the money to Shimon, Shimon was able to be Mekabel Matana for Levi, and even though Levi died, he already was coined of the money, and therefore it goes to his Yarshim. And the Gemara continues with another way to explain the difference between the two brises. Rav Zvid Amar, Havahav B'Shchimra, that both brises talk about a case of a Shchimra, Hadi Islam Mekabel B'Shas Matamais, and the second brise that tells us that Levi's Yarshim get the money, that's talking about a scenario where Levi was alive at the time that Reuven gave the money to Shimon in order to bring to Levi, and since Reuven was a Shchimra, and therefore we say Hoylech since at the point that Reuven gave the money to Shimon, Levi was still alive. Therefore, immediately based on Zachal Ad B'Shalei B'Fanav, Levi was already Koina, and even though Levi died, well, the Maisi was able to be merged this money to his children. And Rezu continues, Had Lesel Makabu Shas Matan Mais, then the first Brisa, where the din was that Shimon returned the money to Reuven. That's talking about a scenario where we find out that even at the time that Reuven gave the money to Shimon, Levi was already dead, and therefore, even based on Zachal Ad B'Shalei B'Fanav, Shimon could not actually be Koina something for Levi, since in Kinyan La'achamisa, and therefore, now that we find out that Levi's dead, therefore Shimon has to take the money and give it back to Reuven, and this seems to be the pashas of the sugya. And Rashi says, "Vizel lo yodea," and since they didn't know, "Nimtzes sechir betayis v'leik konu yoshin ayin sham and sarach beer." Exactly why Rashi had to say such a svara. And finally, Rav Papa says, "Hava habibari." Both Brisa are talking about where Reuven was healthy at the time when he gave the money to Shimon to take to Levi, and we have a din that holches lav keschidami and hadamis mekabel b'chayin noisin hadamis noisin b'chayin mekabel. And the first Brisa is discussing a case where Levi died while Reuven was still alive, and therefore Reuven gets his money back, as Levi wasn't claiming the money. However, the second Bryce is discussing a scenario where prior to the Shliach delivering the $100 to Levi, Reuven already died, and this was prior to Levi dying. And therefore, the second Bryce teaches us that since it's a mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, and at the moment that Reuven died, so the Rabbanan stated that at that moment, Levi acquires the money immediately, even prior to the delivery of the money by Shimon. And since Levi already was claiming the money, so although Levi died prior to Shimon delivering the actual money, so the money belonged to Levi, and he was Meirish to his Yashin, and that's why the second Brisa teaches us that Shimon has to give the money to Levi's ears, and we will stop over here.